Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we talk about the back-to-back games thing. Not losing back-to-back games in more than 3 years, the longest such streak in NFL history. The longest in NFL history, according to our old friend Ryan Field, who worked here and is now in New York.
RF.
I hadn't heard that, and maybe everybody had. Did you know that?
I'm sorry, say it again?
This is the longest streak of not losing back-to-back games in NFL history.
I didn't know it was NFL history. I knew it was Kang, like 53 you know games or something.
Longest streak without losing back-to-back games in NFL history?
No.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. And it speaks a lot to this team and their professionalism and their character and how they respond to loss. Like adversity. Everybody is going to face it. How do you respond to it? The Lions respond immediately. Immediately. 248-539-9797. The best thing I saw yesterday, Gator, and I don't know if it's like if you got something else, I'd love to hear it, but it was the play of the offensive line. After the Minnesota game, and given guys went down during that game, Tristan Colon played a bunch of snaps, Coyote Owusika was in that game, played in place of Mahogany. They lost Penei Sewell for some snaps. Dan Skipper was in at right tackle. They never missed a beat. No TFLs, no quarterback sacks. All kinds of time for Goff, and no penalties. That was impressive. Well done, O-line. Because, yeah, I mean, Detroit knows. We all know this is the backbone, the foundation of their success.
Exactly, and this was not the A-team going out there. This is not the offensive line we've seen in years past. So to see them go out there yesterday afternoon and dominate at the line of scrimmage is very heartening. It makes us feel much better when you run for 226 yards and you don't have the tackles for loss, and it's there were a couple of no gainers, but that's fine. You know, they were getting the job done, and they protected the quarterback. And whether it was, you know, keeping a tight end in, or it was having David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs on the field at the same time, which watch for that. You know, Monty staying in and Gibbs going out in as a receiver. That's okay. I'm here for that too. That's fine. And Montgomery having 70 yards rushing, I think 71 in the game. So, you know, he's not forgotten or left out at all. This offense was a well-oiled machine yesterday. And some of that is due to who you're playing, but a lot of that is due because they work hard. They work really hard at what they do. And these guys want that opportunity to play. Owusika played really well. Tristan Colon played really well when called upon because Glasgow got hurt. And, you know, Penei Sewell was out for a little bit. Let's bring in Dan Skipper. And Dan Skipper getting the job done. He was, you know, questionable over the weekend whether he was going to play, but he played. So I'm encouraged by the offensive line, and I'm really encouraged because if Glasgow is coming back to play on Sunday, mm-hmm. knowing that Colon can get the job done, right? Seeing that Owusika is perhaps every bit as good as Mahogany, and then knowing that someone like Miles Frazier the offensive lineman who they drafted, who hasn't had a chance to play yet, was activated last week and maybe on the active roster for Sunday's game against the Eagles if he's really ready to go. All that is encouraging that, okay, they're starting to get healthier in areas where they need to get healthy. Now, it would be it's not optimal when you lose Mahogany for the year or maybe till late December with a broken bone in his leg, but you understand what it is. But we might have some additions coming in here that could really help this team out on the offensive side, let alone the defensive side of the ball. You know, we had some healthy scratches there or some guys that are being held out another week, like Pascal. I'm excited to see him coming back. And, you know, Mingo is another one that just – Wingo?
Mekhi Wingo.
Wingo,
yeah. Bingo. No?
but he's another one that you're hoping at some point gets back on the field along with Davenport.
Yeah, to go back to the offensive line, though, this is probably the reason why they didn't make a move like you and I wanted on the offensive line at the trade deadline, because they looked at what was available and what you had to give up, and they looked at what they had in-house and said, you know what? We're better with these guys that we have here. It's not an upgrade to go out and get, you know, give up a sixth round pick for a guard slash tackle. We believe what we have in house, and they showed it. How many times, by the way, at the end of the game, they just have you seen like almost the entire offensive line been replaced because you're blowing out a team in football?
I went to a very stony place yesterday where in the second half of that game, I started rooting for not injuries. Like, why are these guys on the field? Get them off. Let's make sure that players are healthy moving forward. Replace everybody and just get out of there. And look, the offensive line, you give Goff time, he'll slice and dice. His quarterback rating, 135.9 in the game. And oi, Jahmyr Gibbs, 15 carries, 142 yards, 9.5 yards per carry. And it felt like an authentic 9.5, like...
Yeah.
Every time you handed it to him, the next play was second and one.
It was great. And, you know, you look at the year that Jared Goff is having. His quarterback rating on the season is 117.7, second only to Lamar Jackson, who's at 127, and falling a little bit for the last couple weeks now that he's gotten back, because the start he got off to was amazing. But he's only played in six games. But Goff has 20 touchdown passes. That's second in the NFL. The quarterback rating is second in the NFL. His completion percentage, which is now 74% even on the season, is number one in the NFL. He's having a hell of a season, kind of quietly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we're seeing this team go through the motions a little bit, and what are they really offensively? And in the meantime, the quarterback has just been, you know, steady as it comes. And the offensive line, so with the offensive line not yielding a sack again yesterday, is that four games now this year? They went three in a row, and they gave up a bunch of sacks, and now here they are back on the start another streak where they don't. Jared Goff is completely clean.
Banged up Washington team, we all know it, but all you got to do is look at the scoreboard in the NFL yesterday and realize when you blow somebody out, you've had a good day at the office. In the National Football League. Because, hey, job one's to win the game. Just ask Buffalo, who's supposed to blow out Miami. And
the
they
Dolphins
lost.
And the Dolphins had traded away Jalen Phillips from their defense. And what'd they do to Josh Allen? Held them in check.
Let's get back to your open line calls. 248-539-9797. Jay is in White Lake, and he is next on 97.1. Hello, Jay.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, Jay.
Good. Quick champ and chump for you. I'll throw the chump first. I've been seeing all this social media stuff this morning. These content creators are putting out these ridiculous things about how the NFL is so rigged. Josh Allen fumbled the ball intentionally yesterday. And I'm blown away that people actually think. I know it's clickbait, but it's like, man, what an insult. I mean, you can't find a better guy in the league than Josh Allen. And for these people to go that far, I get that it was lopsided. I get Vegas made a bunch of money, but come on. I mean, if it was Patrick Mahomes, absolutely. I would believe that because he's just a horrible human being inside and out. But not Josh Allen. I'm kidding. No. But my champ, I don't know if you guys saw this last night, but my champ's Paul Reed. He gets teed up because Bona throws an elbow at him and he swats it away. And instead of Paul Reed having a temper tantrum on the refs, they inbound the ball. He takes it, runs under the net, and drops this behind-the-back dunk. And it's like, what a way to answer a technical instead of having a fit. It was awesome. Me and all my cooks were closing our restaurant down at that point in the night, and we all just happened to be looking at the TV at the same time, and we're like, what the hell did that just happen? Like, it was awesome.
Reverse dunk for us, for whatever he is, 7-footer. It was good to see.
It was better than the 3-point shot he took that was west.
For sure.
It was well west of the backboard.
The camera went right to Tobias Harris after that dunk, and his jaw was on the hardwood. I mean, it was awesome. So, yeah, Paul Reed's my guy this week.
Thank you, Jay. 248-539-9797.
The Cade Cunningham dunk, the posterization of Andre Drummond.
Yeah, yeah.
The new Piston taking down the old Piston. And Drummond still has some game, man. Knocked down a couple 3-pointers in the game yesterday. Another double-double for him. He's still out there contributing. But this is a different Pistons team. They have a different look about them. The only criticism that I would have with the early 8-2 start with the Pistons is probably the same one that you share. Get off the better starts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to know that you've got it in your back pocket that you can come back from being down double digits and take the lead, rather not being down double digits in the second half of a game and then start to turn it on.
Well, my only criticism is that I'm not going to celebrate this team until I see them take firm command of Group B in the NBA Cup. Then,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll start to believe.
That's an excellent point.
James is next on 97.1. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, love hearing you guys. I listen to you daily. I'm out on the road right now driving across the country. I have a question for you after my champ and chump. My champ is most definitely the Detroit Pistons. I believe that they may even be the closest to advancing in the playoffs than any other team in Detroit right now.
Interesting.
I might even put them as my number one Detroit team.
Okay.
The chump would have to be the special teams. I know it's been said a lot already of Detroit. That was the only flaw I really saw in the game. And then my question for the both of you, because I do respect both of your opinions, is what are the chances of a sign and trade with Scoobal to maybe even a team like Pittsburgh?
Nil.
Pittsburgh?
Absolutely nil.
Why Pittsburgh?
Because he wants to get Paul Scholes.
Oh, I see. I guess. All
but,
right.
To Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh's one of the teams that doesn't spend money at all.
Yeah, if they're not going to spend money on schemes, they're not going to spend money on Scoobal. Additionally, the odds of him striking a deal with a team they trade him to are actually pretty good because of this pending work stoppage a year from now, or the collective bargaining agreement. I shouldn't say pending work stoppage. That's probably an overstatement, although it doesn't feel like it with baseball.
I wasn't
because they do not instill confidence that they are going to sort this thing out before disaster scenarios play themselves out. But, you know, he may want his money cannon contract right now, knowing that on the far side of that, there might be some cost certainty that is put in place by the owners that keeps his price tag down in free agency. So there could be a sense of urgency from the Scoobal camp to get traded and sign a contract somewhere. And it might be, okay, we know who we can get back from the Mets or the Yankees or the Red Sox or Toronto or whomever. And so it's up to Scoobles' camp to then strike the deal with that team, and then a trade can be made. Wouldn't be shocked. Do not see him going to Pittsburgh.
No, not at all.
Champ and Chubb votes, get him in. Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.